Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayikra, we are introduced not only to animal korbanos, but also to korbanos that are brought from flour. A korban brought from flour is a korban mincha, and almost every korban mincha has the same ingredients. Soles, which is fine wheat flour. I'll say parenthetically that a couple of menachos are not from wheat flour, but from barley, but almost every single mincha is brought from wheat flour. So again, almost every mincha has the same ingredients. Soles, which is fine wheat flour, oil, and levona, frankincense. And most also have water added. So that's it. Those are basically the ingredients. Flour, oil, frankincense, and water. However, the way that a mincha is prepared is different depending on the type of mincha that is being brought. And in our parsha, beginning in Perek Beis, we hear about four different kinds of menachos. Menachos that are prepared differently for different reasons. The first kind of mincha is the minchas soles. It's exactly what we said. Flour, oil, levona, that's it. It's the easiest and simplest mincha to prepare. And then the Torah continues in Perek Beis to describe other kinds of menachos. There's a mincha called the ma'afet tanur that has the same ingredients. But then the mincha is baked in an oven, and then it's made into fluffy loaves or made into more flat wafers. We also hear about a mincha that's called the mincha al machvas, that was baked in a pan and made basically into crackers or like a matzah. And finally, we hear in the parsha about a mincha that's called the mincha marcheshes. It's fried in oil in a deep pan, so it's very soft. So those different kinds of menachos are prepared differently. Some baked, some fried, some softer, some more like a cracker. And the first one is just the ingredients. No baking, no cooking, no frying. Those are the menachos in our parsha. However, the way the Torah discusses these different menachos is very interesting. In all of the korbanos, in all of the menachos, the Torah talks about the person bringing these korbanos in the second person. Look in Perek Beis, for example, beginning with Pasuk Dalid. V'chi sakriv korban mincha ma'afei tanur, when you bring a korban. Or in Pasuk Hey, v'im mincha al hamachavas korban necha, if your korban is baked in a pan. Or in Pasuk Zayin, V'im minchas marcheshes korbanecha, if your korban mincha is deep fried. Those three menachos all address the person bringing the korban in the second person. However, in the very first mincha, the mincha that did not involve any baking or frying or cooking, how does the Torah address the person bringing that korban? Go back to the beginning of Perek Beis and Pasuk Aleph. V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, so les yeh korbano, etc. That's the third person. V'nefesh ki sakriv. When a person brings a korban, his korban will be made of fine flour. Why is that? Why the change? This question is asked by Rav Zalman Saratskin. He died in 1966. He asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Oznaim LaTorah, and he says the following beautiful idea. When we perform a mitzvah, any mitzvah, we fulfill our obligation by performing the mitzvah. We shake a lulav, done. We eat matzah, we put on tefillin, whatever it is. However, the way we perform that mitzvah is also critically important. Do we put effort into that mitzvah, or do we do it in a perfunctory, cursory way? Do we take time preparing to do the mitzvah? Do we think about the mitzvah and how, the hows and the whys to do the mitzvah? And do we do it all besimcha? With all of the menachos, Hashem talks to you in the second person. Yes, it's the Kohanim doing the avoda, but the message from the Torah is this. You put effort into that korban, you baked it in an oven, and then you made it into loaves or into wafers. You baked it in a pan and made crackers, or you deep fried it in oil. That's a lot of effort. And the Torah addresses you directly. Hashem cares about your korban, about your efforts. However, if all you do is put the ingredients together, you didn't put in any extra work, you didn't work on making the korban nicer, you didn't work on what we call hidur mitzvah, that's fine. That's certainly a korban, and you're certainly yotze. But the Torah speaks in the third person. It's no longer v'chi sakriv korban mincha, when you bring a korban, v'im mincha machavas korban nacha, about your korban, but rather v'nefesh ki sakriv, in the third person. And Rav Zalman Saratskin says that this is what we say in Ashrei. every single day in Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei. Karov Hashem l'chol korav l'chol asher yikra'u ve'emes. Hashem is close to people who call out to Him in an earnest and in a heartfelt way. And one of the ways we express that earnestness, one of the ways we express that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting effort and energy and thought and simcha into each and every mitzvah that we perform. Have an amazing day, everyone!